Welcome to Uniquely Loved, a celebration of authenticity and divine inspiration. We are encouraged to be our own unique, authentic selves. Join me, Tech Witch Nikki, as we discuss spiritual gifts and skills we can develop and enhance, speak with amazing people using their skills in a variety of ways, and explore the different ways to connect to the wonders of the universe. Did you know that the elements themselves are instrumental in all forms of magic and creation? We have air, fire, water, and earth. There is a fifth element called spirit. We will not do just one episode for that particular element, as my entire channel is a reflection of spirit. Spirit is us, our soul, our will, and our spark. It is our connection to the universe itself and all of creation. Today, we will go over the element of air. Air is not only just what we breathe in every moment. Of course, the breath of life is really important, but there are so many different spiritual meanings within this element as well. The wind carries messages from Source, the universe, and our guides to us. When there are storms, they act as a huge cleanser for the areas being affected by the storms, clearing out the old, heavy, and yucky energies to make room for new growth and blessings. Air is all about learning, communication of all kinds, inspiration, and imagination. Airflow is very flexible and is only impeded by blockages like walls. If we allow our connection to the universe to flow through us unhindered by self-limiting beliefs and walls that we have built up, we can be divinely inspired in all areas of our lives. The element of air helps us to learn to rise above any obstacles in our path so we can see just how much more there is to us than we ever considered possible. If we allow it to help us soar like the birds, we will see how blessed we are and how each lesson we go through will empower us to achieve our dreams and give us hope. Hope flows on the breeze, just as it is in the light that the sun and moon shine down upon us. Feathers are a wonderful reminder that connecting with this element brings peace, hope, protection, cleansing, and more. Smoke of all kinds represent this element well, for it shows us the flow of air within our space. Just like air, smoke is very cleansing and is also used in the blessing of people, objects, and spaces. We can use smoke from smoldering dried plants like lavender, rosemary, sages, mugwort, roses, various grasses, and other plants whose meaning resonates with you. The smoke can be wafted around a person or space, with you speaking your intent to cleanse and banish any harmful or negative energies or entities. If you do this for a home or building, be sure to have a window or door open beforehand and get into all the closets and rooms. It will help clear out your space and make it feel lighter and more cozy. Incense can also be used. Pick a scent that you like the most, or go by the meaning of that scent. One of my favorites is dragon's blood. To me, it smells like a really nice cologne, and it is amazing for cleansing and protecting. Once you have done this, make sure that you do some fun things to help infuse your space or the area cleansed with positive and uplifting energies. They say laughter is the best medicine because it is truly uplifting. It helps keep the negativity away. Music, singing, joyful communication of all kinds also invoke the element of air to help bring in brighter and lighter energies within a space. Basically, get happy, dance and sing, or tell jokes and work with in order to work with this element and infuse your home and you with all the feel-good vibes. Breathing in the scent of herbs, essential oils, or even any kind of smell-good items like shower gels and shampoo can have beneficial effects for us. I absolutely love the scent of roses. It doesn't matter the color, I just love them. Until I got onto this path, I didn't know why. I had so many relationships in the past that made me think I had to earn love and acceptance. Roses represent love. I craved unconditional love, and the scent of roses helped me to embody the feeling of actually being unconditionally loved. I never realized just how much love there is out here for all of us if we just choose to realize we are worthy of it. So I gravitated to roses to help remind me of that wondrous love that is offered. You can do this too. Find a scent that really resonates with you and don't just breathe it in. I want you to smell it with the intent of bringing it within you to embody that trait or feeling that you're needing in the moment. Rosemary is great for finding clarity. Lavender is wonderful for soothing and calming. Ginger and dandelion are amazing for strength and courage. There are guides or spirits of each of the elements as well. Depending on your path, faith, or interests, you can research them and communicate with them. Some are or take the forms of animals. Birds of any kind help us to learn wisdom, higher perspectives, changing our ways of thinking and seeing, and flying high so we can break free of what holds us down. Bringing the element of air into your daily routine can be very beneficial practice. Burn incense or use essential oils to help with your intentions. Listen to soothing, uplifting music to help you connect to those higher vibrations. Listen to your favorite tunes to help you unwind, de-stress, and make your heart sing. Doing these daily will help you get closer to your heart, your soul, and all that is divine. Read, learn, grow, and expand your wings. Thank you for joining me today as we explore what makes us uniquely loved. Be sure to subscribe. More adventure awaits. For more articles and to work with me as your personal guide, go to www.techwitchlayer.com. Always remember, you are accepted. You are valid. You are loved.